Blog Talk Radio. Happy hump day. May God grant me the words to speak his out. You are listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. And again, I wish you a happy Wednesday. I hope you enjoyed your Valentine's Day yesterday. And we'll continue enjoying Valentine's Day week. The holiday fell on a Tuesday. Many people began pre-Valentine's Day celebrations this past weekend and will continue on up until this weekend. So happy Valentine's Day week. I hope everyone enjoyed themselves. I always love Valentine's Day, so I enjoyed my Valentine's Day. A nice day, other than I didn't get a chance to see my matinee movie because I was too early. They don't show matinee movies anymore at the Northport 14 Theater. The movie started late. So it just caught me a bite to eat and did some studying of Mark Cosmetics. You know, with the new year, we have many new products and also have had a Valentine's Day promo going on. So I had received a package from my Mark mentor, Mandy Smith, in Georgia, my new Mark mentor. And so I have spent time getting me a bite to eat and studying and researching info, the info that she sent me. And so just you know, shout out to all the Mark girls and guys out there and everyone in home office in New York City and so on. Again, you can friend my Mark business page at Beth Mark Girl Rep. And I have fan pages also connected with it. And my original fan page is Miss Beth Nelson, which I have only promoted the show on. And you know Coach Shark Entertainment Reports has a fan page. Like the page. You also start liking the pages, you know, because I have surprises to share with you. And also do not hesitate to post your info and post pictures and vids on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports fan page. But then also you can visit my Mark E. Boutique at mymarkstore.com/Bethany Williams. I just wanted to share that with you all. But again, thank you for the Valentine wishes and text messages and so on. I really appreciate it. And thanks for just sharing your love with me on a daily basis also, not just on Valentine's Day. But Valentine's Day is a day where those that do not like to express their care and love for others to let their guards down and show their love and their care for other people, you know. So today's topic, which you see on my description, hot current topics. I've noticed usually on Wednesdays I like to talk about love or romance or dating or whatever. We can talk about love and romance or dating also today. Because today I had thought about the topic being about interracial love when love sees no color. But we'll schedule that show for next Wednesday. And also in the near future we'll talk about maybe simple romances also. And which is always an interesting topic. Which, you know, love sees no age as long as it's a legal age, right? So today's just current hot topic. Feel free to call 714-409-0614. And I am still broadcasting from both of my T-Mobile Android, my MyTouch, and my T-Mobile LG Android phone, cell phone. So shout out to T-Mobile. Thank you so much. For some reason, my laptop is still offline. My internet service is working perfectly. My T-Mobile hotspot and my Comcast internet service is something that I need to do. So, I don't know. I might need to give my friend, my homie in Dallas-Fort Worth area, not Rachel Roughneck, I have a lot of friends in Dallas-Fort Worth area, you know, those that are there and those that the friends from here, a call because when he came in town for New Year's Eve, he helped me set up my hotspot. But I am computer literate, but golly, some things, you know, right in front of you, you just need to make just a simple gesture for it to work right. And I've had local people to offer assistance, but I think I'm going to work it out. I might just need to restart my Comcast modem, which I thought I had done last week, but maybe I need to redo it again. But I tried my hotspot. My hotspot is perfect. So I don't know. But Well, in politics news, in the local area of Jackson, Mississippi, there's been Ward 3 runoff. For those of you outside of Jackson who would like to know what's going on with that election, it's going to be a runoff between Mrs. Loretta Cooper Stokes, who is vying to replace her husband, who had been elected to another position with Hinds County Supervisors, and former teacher Joyce Jackson. So it's going to be a runoff between those ladies. There are 11 people vying for that hot spot of Ward 3. But, again, I love to share information that I find on the Dallas newsletter regarding highlights in history. Before I continue on with that, I remember you listen to my friend Morris Mills' music, Round and Round, that gave me the green light to use that song as my theme song, and Katy Perry's new song, Part of Me. If it sounds familiar, that's the song that she performed at the Grammys. So I was just giddy when I seen in my inbox that they had sent me that neat song. So I've been receiving all kind of hot music, so I'll be sharing some really nice music and new and good old tunes with you all in the near future. But highlighting history, on February 15, 1820, American suffrage, Susan B. Anthony was born in Aramis, Massachusetts. In 1764, the city of St. Louis was established. I have friends and family in St. Louis. One of my nephews is in St. Louis. 1933, President-elect Franklin D. Roosevelt escaped an assassination attempt in Miami that claimed the life of Chicago Mayor Anton J. Cermak. I know many of you in Chi-Town know about this in history. I love American history. I love Mississippi history. I love world history. I know I studied this, but just re-seeing this again is like, oh, my goodness. And happy birthday to everyone celebrating birthdays and anniversaries and so on today. Also, actress Amber Riley of Glee turns 26 today. Alan Arbus of MASH is 94. Now, which one was him? He was Alan Alda, but this is Alan Arbus. Matt Groen, I know I'm supposed to know. I think I saw him on TV recently. Matt Groen, the cartoonist of The Simpsons, creator of The Simpsons. He's 58 today, and Brian Holland, songwriter, birthday today. Melissa Manchester and Jane Seymour both are 61 today, and they do not look 61 at all. I mean, those ladies, wow, lead me to the fountain of youth because they are so, I mean, they both literally could pass for 20 years younger than what they are. So that is just amazing. Melissa Manchester and Jane Seymour, 61. So thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for your support. Right now, the profile at blogtalkradio.com, views have exceeded 41K. Amazing. And those of you that are looking forward to being interviewed on the show, I will be talking with you in the near future and emailing with you in the near future so we can determine a date to schedule you to talk with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, okay? Because there are some people that you all really need to know more about in the near future, and on both sides, we're just so excited to talk with each other in the near future. Some people I can talk about, some people are surprises. And in different industries also, from beauty to fashion, entertainment to sport. Wow, I'm working on a big interview. A big, big interview. I've talked about this interview before, and oh my God, I hope we can confirm this interview in the very, very near future. Hopefully for the birthday show on March 21st, because the Talk Entertainment Report will be turning one. Or would you say celebrating this anniversary? So gonna really go all out with it. And also thanks to Austin Smith in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Dwight Howard for the invite to a party that Dwight Howard is hosting in Orlando during All-Star Weekend. Wow, I would love to be in attendance of All-Star Weekend, and I most definitely would not miss a Dwight Howard party. Man, oh, man, so amazing. I like the city of Orlando. I've been there twice. Well, senior trip with my high school, and I visited there and penned a couple fun, nice, inspiring poems on a trip to Orlando in the mid-90s with a former, you know, boyfriend of mine. I've always wanted to go back to Orlando, but some of you, that's the last known place of my strange husband also. So it seems like when I said I'd do the second time, I ceased to travel. But I can't wait to resume back traveling and going to school in Dallas at Avida Institute Dallas, a place where I grew up part-time in my teens and spent a lot of time in my 20s there. But Orlando was a beautiful city the two times I went. I know it's just beautiful right now. Some of my favorite people reside there and work there. But, of course, I'm a big kid, so I love Disney World. But thank you so much for the invite. I would love to attend the All-Star Weekend, though. But best wishes to everyone that are attending. And if you get an invite to that Dwight Howard party, do not miss it, because I know that's going to be one of the hottest parties. Even the Orlando Magic is like one of my favorite teams. You all know my favorite team, Dallas Mavericks. And Dallas Mavericks, they could possibly be the next home for Dwight Howard. So, you know, that's my favorite team. So even though I do like Orlando Magic and love the coaches and the teammates, I most definitely would love to see Dwight Howard in a blue and black Mavericks uniform, he and Dallas native Deron Williams. But again, I send much love to the city of Orlando, and I pray that you all have a successful weekend. Wow. I would be amazed if I did have opportunities to go to All-Star Weekend, but again, thanks a lot for that invite. And I definitely spread the word regarding the invite, the party. But again, you know, I received the invite from a Dallas-Fort Worth friend, so Dallas-Fort Worth plans on being in the house, most definitely. So the Mavericks, that's what happens when we're trying to court Dwight Howard also. But like I said, you know, the Magic, that's a team. They're a good team. So I just wonder, you know, what's going on. And two fantastic coaches. But I'll move on because we're talking about hot topics. And tomorrow, don't you all forget to tune in, because we'll be talking with Edward Peter Cole II of EC Puffin Entertainment. He's a very exciting guy, so I'm preparing you all. If you're not awakened when you're tuned in, you will be awakened, because he has such a vibrant, enthusiastic, exciting voice. And he is so excited about the Heartbreakers Ball with the Magic City Sirens, which is coming to Jackson. It will be at the historical Alamo Theater in the Ferry Street Entertainment District on Ferry Street, address 333 North Ferry Street, on Saturday, February 25th. I was invited to the last event for Halloween and missed it. And they came before for St. Patrick's Day celebrations, which I tell you all, we really have a blast here regarding St. Patrick's Day. All ages have a blast when St. Patrick's Day comes around. But the ladies from Birmingham are coming back, Big Mama, and the ladies, a diverse cast. This is a burlesque and vaudeville review. So the audience is for ages 18 and above. It's not a family show. It's a not nasty event. And so they will be at the Alamo Theater on February 25th. And this is so exciting because Alamo Theater was very popular in the early 1900s and popular movie theater, and also hosted vaudeville entertainment. So most definitely do not miss the show tomorrow. And hopefully Big Mama herself, Jezebel, the creator of the Magic City Sirens, will also be a part of our talk about the show. the Heartbreaker Fall with the Macy's Sirens. And the poster and the tickets are just fabulous. I love them. So they're planning on really entertaining us. And I've always been intrigued by the topic of burlesque since I was a young girl, like I said before. And even Ebony has written articles about a well-known blacks in burlesque recently. And E.C. Puffin have, like, I think he had that article posted, and I think I reshared it on my page. But it's just amazing. About 90 more seconds. And I just want to shout out all more girls and everyone in beauty, entertainment, sports, industries, and just those just working hard, regardless of where you're from, worldwide, and background, just working hard, and like me, just doing your best to live a good life. And, oh, yeah, again, sending condolences to my family regarding the death of a man that was an important part of my teen life, was James Wade, and also to Whitney Houston's family and loved ones, Bobby Brown, Ray J's family, which are Mississippi natives, and spent a lot of time down here, and just sending my love to everyone and fellow supporters like myself who love Whitney Houston and just cannot still believe what has happened. But they've scheduled her funeral for Saturday at her church, New Hope, in Newark, New Jersey. But I think noon, right? Noon or 11. And I hear there's been reports that Bobby Brown is uninvited. Wonder what that's all about. And she sung and attended his song at his mother's funeral. But thank you for tuning in, and enjoy your hump day. And remember, tune in Thursday. There will be a live broadcast tomorrow morning. And Mr. Edward Peter Cole II will be guest. God bless, and I love you much.